Track 9, more news. Devon welcomes new foster care plans. Devon County Council has welcomed the government's announcement to recruit 10,000 new foster carers by 2029. The plans, backed with £88 million over the next 2 years, are part of a government drive to provide more loving homes to vulnerable children whilst improving support for foster carers and tackling the shortage of carers. Declining numbers of fostering households is a national issue, and in Devon, the number of approved fostering households has fallen by a third since 2020. The authority says it has committed a £2 million investment to the fostering service at the end of last year to provide additional support to foster carers in recognition of the vital role they play. This is funding a range of measures, including improved financial support with enhanced payments and allowances, improved training and development, access to specialist advice and wellbeing services, and an annual council tax relief scheme. The Renewing Fostering Report, presented to Parliament by Minister for Children and Families, Josh McAllister, OBE, sets out the commitment to grow the number of local authority and third sector foster places by 10,000 by 2029. This would enable thousands more children to grow up close to their extended family, friends, school and wider community. The report also states it will reduce reliance on expensive for-profit provision in foster care and residential care, creating savings which can be reinvested in supporting children. Councillor Richard Jeffries, Cabinet Minister for Children's Social Care, said, "I am pleased to see the government raising the profile of this issue nationally. The promise of additional funding to support foster carers is very welcome, and it follows on from our own £2 million investment last year. Fostering is so important in changing lives of vulnerable young people. It often provides the best home environment for children who can't be with their families, and we want to make sure foster carers are supported in this vital role." Councillor Robin Julian was appointed as Member Champion for Fostering in November to ensure fostering remains a priority. Hearts and Homes, a Fostering Devon conference, will be held at the Future Skills Centre in Exeter on the 20th of March. More information can be found on their website, fosteringdevon.org.uk. If you're aged over 21 and have a spare bedroom and want to support a child to have an improved life chances, then you can find out more on the website fosteringdevon.org.uk.
Garden Centre raises £4,700 for hospice. Customers at a Tinbridge Garden Centre have raised thousands for charity over the last year. Otter Garden Centre, Jack's Patch branch in Bishopstainton, has announced an amount raised for 2025 charity Rowcroft Hospice. While the fundraising was initially totaled at £4,531 for the cheque presentation, there was more to add from the collection tins, so the final figure was closer to £4,700. This was raised through a range of activities, including a raffle featuring a huge Hamley's teddy donated by a member of the team, nicknamed Rafferty the Rowcroft Bear, who was displayed sat in a big rocking chair with a side table, lighting, rug and blanket with children's storybooks around him. Two further raffles were held, one for a body shop advent calendar donated by Sonia Miller, and another for three Christmas food hampers. Another success was a book drop-off point. Customers taking donated books were asked to make a small donation, which raised a surprising amount of money. Till supervisor Rachel Hitchens ran a fused stained glass workshop for staff who were able to purchase the items they made, with all profits going into the Rowcroft pot. And raising received a real boost from donations given to the Christmas animated singing penguins, which sang festive tunes at the tune of The Touch of a Button, delighting children and adults alike. Jack's Pact manager, Emma Devenold, said, "We were thrilled to end the year with this brilliant total, all due to some wonderful ideas generated by the team and the care and generosity given by our customers. We have a close link with Rowcroft, as do many of our regular customers and their families." A spokesperson for Rowcroft Hospice said, "Thank you so much to everyone at Jack's Patch and to all of your incredibly generous customers. We're so grateful for your support. Thank you for helping us be there when it matters most. For 2026, Jack's Patch is supporting the British Heart Foundation, the biggest independent funder of research into cardiovascular disease in the UK."
Swifts get boost with new tower nest boxes. Hopes are high that Newton Abbott's population of swifts will be boosted with the installation of new nesting boxes. Newton Abbott Town Council is behind the move to support wildlife conservation by setting up new swift nest boxes at the historic St Leonard's Tower. The boxes, provided by the Devon Swift Project, were installed by specialist Jerry Horn, who has extensive experience of fitting them into church towers and heritage structures across Devon. The initiative comes at a crucial time for the UK swift population. In the past 20 years, common swifts have declined by up to 60%, with almost half of that loss in the last decade alone. This dramatic reduction is widely linked to modern construction techniques and changing land management practices, which have steadily removed traditional nooks and crevices swifts rely on for nesting. Unlike many birds, swifts cannot perch and must return to the same type of nesting site each year, making the loss of suitable spaces especially damaging to their survival. The new nest boxes at St Leonard's Tower aim to help reverse this trend by providing swifts with safe, secure and long-lasting nesting opportunities in Newton Abbott. Rob Woodger, Facilities Maintenance Team Leader at Newton Abbott Town Council, said, "We are proud to play our part in supporting swift conservation here in Newton Abbott. St Leonard's Tower is a landmark with deep local significance, and creating new nesting opportunities ensures these extraordinary birds will continue to grace our skies. Small actions like this can make a big difference to the future of our local wildlife." The Town Council encourages residents to learn more about how they can support swift conservation, from installing nest boxes at home to getting involved with local wildlife initiatives.